pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Premier League Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100. Get $100 at winbet.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast's Final Four Watch Party, April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. SGP. We'll be at the Ice House in Los Angeles, so come hang out with the crew. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Welcome, everybody, to the Premier League Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, coming to you from Newcastle upon Tyne in the northeast of England. Today is Thursday, March the... I haven't got a clue within 4 days either side today, Baz. 23rd.
Yeah, good shout.
Yeah, oh, here we go. That's one pick I've got right this week. Thursday, March the 23rd. And we are here still in an international lull, no Premier League. So me and Baz have branched out to find some other stuff. And we might have to inaugurate a new nickname for League One Baz, because League One Baz hit all the League One stuff. And there's more League One this week. So how many times can we say League One in the first 90 seconds? Baz, how are you doing?
I was going to suggest, is this not now the League One Gambling Podcast, since I've got a 100
very much could be
one mix. And I've got some more League One stuff tonight, and we've even gone down to League Two. But something I really, really like in the lower leagues. As I say, we'll come to it in a little bit, but hit everything this week on those League One picks, and hoping to do the same tonight on League One and League Two for the weekend. So plenty to get us through the weekend still. I mean, we've got a few people in the chat already. Moonaf's in there, Cereal's in there, and there's already lots of squirty cream talk. it was brilliant the next day to see the Discord and so much chat about squirty cream or aerated whipped cream, as it was over there.
Yeah, I'm not having that.
You know, important conversation about what it goes with. Somebody suggested it's only good for ice cream. Somebody else said maybe it's with your apple pie. I said, for us, it's only in the fridge for the kids to have on top of the hot chocolate.
Yeah,
the only time we use squirty cream, Mike. But yeah, all the important stuff on the last pod, and good to see it. It inspired some interesting discussion in the Discord last week.
It did. It was fun. Well, Cereal's in the YouTube comments for the picks, and I think Moonaf's in there for the squirty cream, because he sent me some screenshots of. I don't even think I've got the right word to describe what it looked like was going on. Looked like something from an adult entertainment movie, Baz, with me. I was spitting out the squirty cream. You made me laugh is what's happened. And I've still been finding squirty cream all week. It's still on my laptop screen. Even now I've turned the light on and the shadows, I can see squirty cream everywhere. So, yeah. But it was good fun, and I appreciate everyone's input. Cereal is mentioning the England-Italy game in the chat, which we've got a live... Well, is it a sweat on? We've got live score updates. Anyway, it's half time in that game, and it's Italy 0, England 2. So England are going along really nicely. The player I gave out was under 2.5, so that's hanging on by a thread. Maybe England can shut up shop. I actually gave out Italy to win, but then we called an audible upon seeing that Italy had no strikers available at all. So Italy might struggle to score. Just depends if England go for the third or shut up shop a little bit. And what I am going to claim is Bosnia are 2-0 up as well against Iceland. Bosnia were a pick I gave out in the same group as Portugal. Portugal are leading Liechtenstein 1-0, but Bosnia Herzegovina are 2-0 up against Iceland. And we're going to dip into the international stuff again this week. But I'll pass the bat on to you, Baz, because you took on two League One games on Tuesday night, I think it was, and I believe you absolutely nailed them.
Did indeed, yeah. We started off with the Plymouth v Accrington game. It was a game I had a strong lean towards Plymouth. Accrington weren't in good form. Plymouth were coming into it in good form. And it was a really important game for Plymouth at the top of the division. Back Plymouth to win. At the time of putting them out, they were around even money. And it was the same price for them to score two or more goals. That was on the Sunday night. By the time the game came around, those prices had shortened quite a bit. But it came in fairly comfortably. They were 2-0 up early in the second half and Accrington down to 10 men. It looked home and hosed and never in doubt. The other one, though, that was absolutely beautiful was the Barnsley-Chef Wed game. I said I had a bit of a lean, despite the fact Chef Wed, you know, I was fading Chef Wed, who were 23 games unbeaten. They'd kept three clean sheets in the last four. And I faded them just because Barnsley were firing. They were scoring lots of goals. They were 11 unbeaten themselves. I had said I had a lean towards Barnsley to win the game. And Barnsley went the opposite way. Their prices went bigger. I tipped them to score over 1.5 goals at 13-8, and that went off at almost even money. Almost 2-1 on the night, so plus 200 for them to score two or more. And I tipped 11-2, so plus 550 for them to score three or more in the game. That came in as well, and it came in at around 7-1 on the night. So there were some really, really good picks from that. You could have backed Barnsley to win. Barnsley goals, finished 4-2. I mean, they were 2-0 up inside 12 minutes. So my over 1.5 had cashed really early on. 2-0 up, finished 4-2. Everything I suggested on that game came in. And there was some really, really good feedback from that. You know, we had a few people on Twitter replying, saying they tailed us on those. I know in the Discord chat, there was a few people had backed the goals, the 2.5 goals. And Brian had laddered the goals and cards, because you'd mentioned cards in that Chef Wed Barnsley game. Brian laddered the goal and the cards and got all the way up to a 20-1 shot for, I think, six cards and four goals or something like that. So there was loads of winners from the listeners as well, which is always good. Absolutely smashed it. I love it when I said at the time, you know, we don't often delve into those lower games, but when I looked at the games were there. They were the only two games of the week domestically. I looked at them and I just had really strong leans to them. Really loved the picks at the time. And that doesn't always translate to winners in the end, but it's nice when it does pay off like that. And also good to see a lot of people getting on them. So, I mean, I think with that, it's a good time to sort of push the socials. If you are on Twitter and you don't follow us, follow on SGPN Premier, at SGPN Premier. Like and share our posts. Let us know if you hit a winner, because we do like to see people winning from what we put out there. So more interaction on there is greatly appreciated. It was good to see a few people doing that this week. Get in the Discord channel, share your bets. You can also follow me on TikTok at ToonBazFootball, where I put out some of the shorter stuff. I mean, that's if the Americans don't ban TikTok. I know they've been grilling the top dog over there in the States. They're on about banning it because they think they're all Chinese spies or something. And YouTube. We're quite new on YouTube, and it's good to get more people on there. So do follow us on YouTube again, SGPN Premier. And, you know, get on YouTube. You'll see more of our big, ugly faces on your screen. Or just watch Malcolm spitting cream all over the place.
What's not to like about that, guys?
Whilst we're there, Malcolm, whilst we're pushing the socials, let's also tell everyone, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're listening to the show, rate it, review it, tell your friends, spread the word. We're still only 4 months since we started the podcast, so we're still in our infancy. And the one way you can thank us for what we do is to help spread the word and make it, you know, make it bigger. So do remember to rate, review, and tell a friend, and get us more people involved.
Well done, Baz. A comprehensive guide to the social media of the Premier League Gambling Podcast on the back of those beautiful picks on Tuesday night. So. Yeah, it is International Week, which means there's no Premier League, no Championship. So Baz is going to dive into League One and League Two again. I have gone full on global, Baz. Now I've got picks some places. I've got picks some places you've never even heard of, Baz. But it's a winning pick. I've got loads of them. So what I did was I scoured the globe, and if there was no winning pick in the big games, Baz, I moved on, and I kept moving on until I found the winners. And I found myself in some strange parts of the planet. But if that's where the winners are, that's where I'm prepared to go. So we'll decide in what order we're going to do this, because it could be very confusing if you go from Accrington to Israel and places. So we'll decide what we're going to do in a minute. I'll tell you about the WinBet, the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WinBet active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for the WinBet Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. During WinBet Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WinBet, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. Loads of ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today and receive a special offer. Bet $100. Get $100, limited to state availability. And for the DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you'll get a $1,000 free credit. Plenty to choose from. Head to winbet.com or download the WinBet app. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or somebody who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Final four. Watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, CA. Saturday, April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. And then the Masters competition with this preposterously good prize. You can hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim at the Circa Las Vegas. A three-night stay at the Circa to hang with the boys. Contest is completely free to enter. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. If you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room at the Circa using the promo code SGP15. Chats, I'm trying to catch up the chat. Yeah, they're egging a cup chats back as well. I forgot to try that, Baz. I keep forgetting. I'm going to have to make a little note on my thing for the egging a cup.
Yeah, I'm short on eggs in here at the moment, but I'm definitely going to go back to it. I did enjoy it as a little late night snack. It was all right.
Yeah. I used the last egg last night, much to Bob's horror. He shouted at me earlier on because he wanted pancakes for his tea, but I informed him that I'd eaten the eggs. The night before, I had a little sort of a little pulled gammon thing, Baz. A little pulled gammon, peppers, onions, spicy sauce, and then I shot a fried egg on the top at the end. What a guy. Nice. But yeah, Bob wasn't impressed with that. Right, in what order are we going to do this shenanigans, Baz? Are we going to jump around from League One, League Two, or are we just going to... Where do you want to go?
Well, I've got some League One picks, two in League One, two in League Two, and I've got a parlay for the internationals, which I spent about 30 seconds on. I'll be honest, this international stuff does my head in. Like, the World Cup was fine. I can handicap that World Cup. We know the teams, we know the players. We've got a really good handle. But how you start sort of handicapping your Moldovas and your Kazakhstans and all that, I look at it and it just gives me a headache. I mean, Serial put a big long parlay in the Discord last night. I don't know if you'd seen it. There was about 9-10 picks in there. And you look at it and you just think, I've got a headache just looking at that. Do you know what I mean? It might be a win type, but I haven't got a clue. I couldn't even be bothered to start thinking about all of these games. So yeah, I took a very broad brush approach to the internationals. I knew you'd be all over it and go.
That is one of the follies of International Week, is you'll put on the 12-team parlay and it'll be like Germany at 1-33, Spain at 1-33 against, like you say, Moldova, Liechtenstein, San Marino, and then someone somewhere will cock it up. Like there'll be a Latvia nil, Italy nil or something, you know. And I've been doing that for 45 years, man and boy, like, so. I'll tell you, but the people are here to listen to you, Baz. You're the hot hand, so get going with some League One action.
League One. I'll go League One, and then you can delve into some international stuff, and then we'll dip into League Two.
All right, I'm happy with that.
A little bit later on. So League One was where we had our success the other day. So I just had a little look. We've got a full set of fixtures Saturday and a game on Sunday. So I picked one from the Saturday, one from the Sunday. The first game I looked at in League One was Peterborough v Derby. Peterborough 31-20 plus 155. The draws at 5-2 plus 250 and 13-8 for Derby That's around 165-ish, something like that. An important game, this one, at the top end of the table. Derby currently sitting fifth place, with places 3 to 6 getting you into the playoffs with a chance of getting promotion. So Derby currently sitting fifth inside the playoff spot. And Peterborough just 4 points behind them in seventh. So just out of the playoff frame. But a win would put them right back in the mix. So a really important game for both teams here in terms of those playoff positions. Peterborough have won 3, drawn 2, lost 1 in their last 6. They've scored 8 in the last 2 games, though. 2 high-scoring games recently. And the over 2.5 hit in the last 4 games for Peterborough. And it also hit in 6 of the last 8 for Peterborough. Derby's last 6, they've lost 3, won 2 and drawn 1. Really patchy form from Derby of late. They'll be disappointed with a defeat to Fleetwood last week, but the other 2 defeats in their recent run of form did come against Plymouth and Barnsley, 2 sides that I'd put up earlier in the week who were in really, really good form. So, you know, no disgrace in those 2. But Derby have been in decent form in front of goal, though. They've scored 19 in the last 10. Last weekend was actually the first time they'd failed to score in a game for 14 league games. I mean, Derby had got themselves right into the playoff frame with a fantastic unbeaten run. They went from November, beginning of November, all the way through to the end of January, without a single defeat in 90 minutes. The only defeat they had was a Liverpool defeat in the League Cup, and that went to penalties. That unbeaten run was ended by West Ham in the FA Cup right at the end of January, and it seemed to upset the routine there. They'd been unbeaten for so long. After that West Ham game, they went win, lose, draw, win, lose, win, draw, lose, win, lose. So there's no consecutive wins, consecutive draws, consecutive losses, not a single one in that little run. So they're all over the place. I mean, really, really hard to predict. I mean, if you follow that, they haven't had consecutive defeats for well over 4 months. They did lose last week. So can they avoid it here? As I say, the overs for Derby, I think, it is also another one. They have scored a few goals in the last in their recent games. I've got Derby down here. Overs hit 4 of the last 6. And as I said before, it's hit 6 of the last 8 for Peterborough. Tough game to call on the money line. So I'm just going to go with the goals here. Over 2.5 goals at 9-10. And I don't mind pushing it to over 3.5 as well at 9-4. So what's that? Plus 225 for the over 3.5. Peterborough have had a couple of 5-2 wins recently. Derby have been involved in a 4-1, a 2-2, a 3-2 in their last sort of 5 or 6 games. So both of them are more than capable of making this a high-scoring affair. It's a game with quite a lot riding on it. So, I'll take the over 2.5 as my main pick. Don't mind if anyone wants to get ambitious taking the over 3.5 at around plus 225,
9-4. Okay, so that was... The one thing that stands out to me looking at it, Baz, is we had one of these games last week. It can't be a draw, Baz. It's another one. It can't be a draw, Derby. Peterborough have only drawn 3 of their 37 league games this season, which is a quite remarkable record, really. If you look down the table from the top, it goes 8, 9, 12, 6, 10, 10, 3. So it's an absolutely massive drop-off. And then after that, it gets back to 12, 7, 12, 13, 10. So 3 draws for Peterborough. I just had a look at the double chance mark at Derby or Peterborough, but it's at minus 300. We're not going to get Rich back in that. Serials in the chat saying there's a definite nil-nil incoming. He's absolutely right. Yeah. If you've got any sense, pile on the job. Yeah, so this... I mean, and this playoff race is wide open in this division as well. The 2 spots from fifth and sixth. You've got Derby, Bolton, Peterborough, and probably Wickham are the only 4 teams left in that. Maybe Portsmouth. But yeah, that's a really, really big game. But both teams will be going for it as well. So yeah, happy with the overs. Yeah. And you've got one more League One game, Baz.
Yeah, so I'll move on to that one. So I mean, the 2 games I've looked at, I've got a very similar feel to them to the 2 games I picked earlier in the week. So that Peterborough Derby game, 2 teams at the top end, both scoring goals, very similar to that Barnsley-Sheff Wed game, which ended up 4-2. And then the Plymouth game that I picked earlier in the week was Plymouth against the lower side. And with that, my next game is Forest Green against Sheff Wed. And that's on the Sunday. So we're back to Chef Wed again, having faded them the other day. Forest Green are rock bottom in the league. Bringing in Duncan Ferguson and the manager's done absolutely nothing to help their cause.
he's
still without a win in 8 games. They're now 16 games without a win, Forest Green, and they've only had 3 draws in that. It's 13 defeats and 3 draws in the last 16. They really are in absolutely shocking form coming into this game. So Chef Wed had that defeat on Tuesday to Barnsley, where I said I would fade them. That broke a 23-game unbeaten run. And for me, this is just the perfect fixture for them to bounce back here. So quite a short handicap, really. Forest Green are just awful, and Chef Wed are a good side. You know, they're usually good defensively. I backed them to concede goals the other day, but they had kept 3 clean sheets in the recent games. And they did get a couple of goals against Barnsley, which was reassuring. So I think they can get a couple here, probably come away with a 2-0 or a 3-0 or something. I'm taking Asian handicap here. Chef Wed, -1 at 4-5 is -125. Or if you want to get plus money, I've no problem with anyone taking them just to win by 2 or more. So -1.5 is +130, 13-10, Sheffield Wednesday to win by 2 or more. I mean, 4 of the last 6 defeats Forest Green have come by a 2-goal margin. And as I say, prior to the Barnsley game, Chef Wed did have 3 clean sheets in 4. I can say a 2-0 or a 3-0 Chef Wed. So that's a pick for me. Chef Wed on the handicap. Your safe route is -1, where you'll get your money back on a 1-goal win. That's 4-5, -125. Or if you want to be a bit more ambitious, just take them to win this by 2 or more and get your +130.
I tell you what, talking about safe routes, if you don't mind eating a bit of juice, if you're not a working man like us, I think that -200 on Sheffield Wednesday is like finding money in the street. Like, you've got Forest Green, who've only avoided a defeat 13 times out of the 37 games. So 1 in 3, they avoid the defeat. But and Sheffield Wednesday.
I looked at it yesterday. It was an even better price than that. They were around about, I think it was 4-6 yesterday. And it shortened up in the last day or so. So it might get shorter again. You know, if you're going to back.
That potentially something you can stick in your accumulator if Serial's got his 12-team European accumulator going, and then stick Chef Wed on the bottom, because that price is a really nice price. Yeah, and it is the perfect bounce back spot. They're a weird club, Forest Green. Do you know where Forest Green Rovers is, Baz, in the country?
Not a clue.
No one does. I even asked Terza this, and Terza didn't know. Now, Terza knows shit like this. He thought it was somewhere near sort of Essex, London way. But it's in Gloucestershire, Baz. It's near Cheltenham. But it's really just, they're not even a club, are they?
Their owner's like a massive vegan activist, isn't he? So the whole club is vegan. There's no food for the fans or the players that isn't vegan food. It's all...
Yeah.
He's a proper eco-warrior, isn't he? You know, everything's in your recycle.
Yeah, I like what I don't mind all that shit. If you sign for the club, you have to agree to go vegan or you can't sign for them. They've got a vegan pitch, Baz.
I don't like that shit, I'll be honest with you.
Passes out.
I'm not bothered about all your recycling and that, but don't be pushing your veganism on me. Like, I'm not a fan.
They're not pushing it on you, Buzz.
Not. Well, you're saying you don't mind it. I do mind it.
I find
it offensive.
Okay.
Another ribeye on the barbecue for me, please.
No bother. We will, Buzz. Go and... we'll do some international stuff then. I'll give out a couple of my... I've got 4, actually. So I'll give out 2 of mine. And then we'll head down to League 2. I need to tell you first about... when I can find it. The NBA podcast. It was more adverts than everyone else. Underdog Fantasy. They've got listeners, but that's the key to that. That's what the advertiser's paying for. Underdog Fantasy, heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em. It's a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favourite college basketball player props. Head to underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Okay, so internationals are happening all weekend at all times of day and night all around the place. It's Euro 2024 qualifiers and qualifiers in the various confederations. So you've got CONCACAF qualifiers, you've got AFCON qualifiers all going on. But I'm going to start in Europe. I've got two picks from Europe. Seems like a sensible place to start. And they are both from Saturday. And they're both not as silly as you might be expecting. The first game I'm going to look at here is a 7:45 kickoff on Saturday evening, 2:45 Eastern time between Spain and Norway. Spain are 1-3 -300 to win the game. The draws 4-1. Norway are 17-2 +850. Spain just generally reliable in qualification. They never end up in a playoff. They'll kind of sail through qualification. They kept clean sheets in 3 of their last 4 Nations League games and 3 of their last 4 World Cup qualifiers as well. They did have a bit of a mad World Cup. Japan got to them. But they're especially good against second-rate teams, these kind of teams that are just below top class. So these clean sheets have come against teams like Greece, Sweden, Kosovo, Slovakia, and Norway very much fit into that mould. Now, the big news coming out of Norway is that there's no Haaland playing, and he is by far and away their best player. Odegaard plays, good player, obviously, but Haaland's the one who's going to get the goal, so we've seen Spain before, can just absolutely dominate a game. They'll have 82% possession and they'll just pass them to death. They did score in 4 of the 6 Nations League games, Norway. They failed, but again, it's the better teams that they failed against, Serbia and Slovenia. And then in the World Cup, they failed to score against the Netherlands, Latvia, Turkey. And they're all with Haaland. Now, replacing Haaland will be Alexander Soloth. You might remember him from Crystal Palace, played half a dozen games, came from Germany, big reputation, never scored for Palace. Not surprisingly, they never score. He's actually got a decent record, 16 goals in 45 games. But after that, they've got no real goal threats at all. So I just think Spain will strangle this. The pick's going to be Spain to win 2-0. So Spain with a clean sheet is a price of -110, 10 to 11. If you wake and think Spain have scored in each half and won 2-0, this isn't going to be a surprise at all. So that's going to be my first one. My second one kicks off slightly earlier today, which it's a 5 p.m. kickoff, which will be a 2 p.m. Eastern time. In fact, I think it's a 3 p.m. Eastern time because the clocks don't move till Sunday. Me and Moonaf and the MLB boys have been getting that wrong all week. The game is Israel against Kosovo. Israel are the 10 to 11 -110 favourites. Italy have scored. There goes the under, according to Seville. That's a pain in the arse. Sorry, Semez, if you're listening. He had a treble on. He backed Barry's 2 but League 1 picks. Put my under in as the third leg. You'd think you would have learned by sport on the phone earlier on. And I apologised about 6 hours ago, so you can't have a problem with it. Surprised it lasted this long. This next one, Simmers, you make your money back on this, no problem. Israel 10 to 11. The draws are +240, 12 to 5. Kosovo 16 to 5, +320. Did you know, Baz, that Israel are the goals galore kings of Europe?
I didn't know that.
Mate, unbelievable. 8 games in a row, both teams to score. The last 12 games, Baz, totals 3-4-3, 4. 5-6-3, 5-5-7-4-5. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, every you think Keegan's entertainers, like, At home, the last five games, they've scored 2-2, 3-2 and 5. All against very similar levels of opposition that they'll face here in Kosovo. Iceland, Austria, Moldova, Scotland, the Faroes, Albania. Kosovo, over-under is kind of 50% for them. But in international football, that's actually quite high. Simmons has just messaged me. Just got a little WhatsApp that simply says, "You suck," off Paul. So Kosovo can be quite pragmatic. He's conceded twice recently to Northern Ireland, Greece and Georgia. The over 2.5 goals here, Baz, is plus money. It's 11-10. Both teams to score is -110 if you want to go a little bit safer. So that's 10-11. But I've got my ladder out here, Baz. This really just, they win 5-2, 4-3, they get beat 3-2. It's absolutely wild. So we'll go up the ladder over 2.5 goals at 11-10. We'll then go over 3.5 at 7-4 and over 4.5 at 7-1. That over 4.5 goals is hitting 6 of those last 12 games, which is a ridiculous stat. So 6 of 12 games, 50%, we're getting 7-1 for it. Team total on Israel, if you want that as well. Over 1.5 goals is 11-10, and over 2.5 is 72 plus 350. So we've got a million different ways of skinning that cat. I'll throw in my goal scorer. No, in fact, we'll save my goal scorer for the end because I haven't got a parley. But you've got a knacker, so I'll throw my scorer out later on. So yeah, there we go, Baz. You now know everything you need to know to get stuck into Israel. How are you feeling about that?
I don't mind it. You've talked me into it. I'm looking at Kosovo's recent results here, and they've not kept a clean sheet in the last four. Faroe Islands managed to score against them. Armenia put a couple past them. Cyprus scored against them. Even Northern Ireland put two past Kosovo. And I would class Israel as a better side than Northern Ireland. So, yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Nice one. So, okay, so I've got two more to come, but you can dive into League Two for us, Baz.
All right, let's scroll back up the page to where are we starting in League One? We're starting off with Hartlepool v Leyton Orient. Hartlepool currently sits second from the bottom in a relegation battle. Leyton Orient, on the other hand, are flying high, 6 points clear at the top and with their sights firmly on promotion. Hartlepool have got no win in the last 8 games, 6 draws and 2 defeats. In those 8 games, but no real leans between the unders and the overs, four either side, so 4 times under 2.5 and 4 times have went over 2.5. But the both teams to score has hit in 6 of those last 8. Hartlepool have got the worst defence in the league, conceding 66 goals in their 37 games so far, and they've not kept a clean sheet in any of those last 8 games. Bear with me. One second, yeah. Leyton Orient are the exact opposite. So where Hartlepool are without a win in 8, Leyton Orient are unbeaten in their last 8. They've won 4 and drawn 4. So Leyton Orient have actually drawn their last 3 games, and Hartlepool have also drawn their last 4. So lots of signs towards a draw here, but that's not where I've gone. Hartlepool, as I say, haven't kept the clean sheet in 8. And on the exact opposite of that, Leyton Orient haven't failed to score in their last 8. It's another one that's got a very similar feel to that Plymouth game I picked in earlier in the week, where Plymouth cruised to a 2-0 win against lowly Accrington. And I think Leyton Orient will get a win here, and I also like them to score 2 or more. So Leyton Orient on the money line is currently at 7-10, but I think better value is probably for them to score 2 or more against the worst defence in League 2, and that's available at 10-11, so just a shade under even money. I think that's probably the best bet here. So I do like Leyton Orient to win the game at 7-10, but I also like them to score 2 or more at 10-11. So very similar to my pick earlier in the week. On that Plymouth game, I can see it going a similar way, 2-0, 3-0, Leyton Orient here.
Yeah, so just on Hartlepool, they're kind of -400 to get relegated. But I think they could get out of this. I think they've still been shown kind of signs of life. They got ahead twice at Bradford City last week. And were pegged back. And
as I say, they're not losing often. There's loads of draws in there, which is encouraging. I just think this game's probably one too far. I think,
and they've been scoring some goals. I mean, I would look at. I know we've got nine games left. Harrogate Town for me are really, really struggling. They're 20-1 still to get relegated, but they just don't score goals. I've got a mate who works there, and he kind of fears for them a little bit. But they might just have enough points. They've got 7 points on Hartlepool. Which is quite a lot at this stage with nine games left. But yeah, I do think Hartlepool can survive. At that point, that would put Crawley Town in the chair, really, to get relegated. It were plus 225, 94. So if I was going to have a little punt there, I would take Crawley over Hartlepool. But yeah, go on, Baz.
So yeah, next up for me is, and it's quite a short handicap, not going into too much depth here, but it's Stevenage v Salford. All I did here is just look at the form table, which covered the last five games, and looked for the goals column, seeing which teams had loads of goals in. And Salford stand out like a sore thumb, where every other team's had sort of 9-10 goals over the last, you know, in the games, not themselves, over the last five games. Salford games in the last five have had a total of 24 goals. Ooh. So they're averaging nearly five goals every game. So I looked then at Salford's form going a little bit further back. All of the last seven games had hit both teams to score. Five of the last six went over 2.5. Four of the last six went over 3.5. In the top half of League Two, only one team has scored more than Salford. But similarly, only one team has conceded less than them. So they're full of goals at both ends. Recent results, they've had 3-1, 4-3, 3-1, 5-2. So plenty of leans towards goals there. And Stevenage have had a couple of over 3.5s themselves, two in the last five games. Two teams with plenty to play for here. Stevenage sitting in second place in the automatic promotion spots, and Salford down in seventh, just clinging on to that last playoff spot in League Two. So I'm willing to back the trend here of goals in this game. I've gone for my pick over 2.5 as plus money. I was really surprised given the number of goals in Salford games. 24 in the last five, and you're getting plus money, plus 105 for over 2.5 goals. I think that's a really, really good price. And it's another one where I'm going to ladder a little bit. I'll go the 3.5 at 5-2, plus 250. And let's have a little dabble, a little sprinkle on the over 4.5 goals here at 7-1. Really, really fancy the goals here. So Salford just can't keep them out, but do score plenty at the other end. And as I say, it is another one where it's a big game. At the top end of the table, much like that Sheffield Barnsley game the other day. So my picks actually in League 1 and League 2 almost mirror each other. I've picked the sort of similar patterns. But yeah, that's the play for me here. Over 2.5 is the main one. Over 3.5 and 4.5. If you fancy getting fancy and getting up that ladder.
Okay, more ladder stuff. Second ladder of the night. We're enjoying the ladders, Buzz. Okay, like that. So, yeah, international stuff. Back, I've got two more picks. Serial is hoping for an appearance for the US, men's national team. And I've got good news for you, because they will appear in a moment, but we need to head to Africa first, Baz.
Obviously.
It's the Africa Cup of Nations qualification tournament. And this game's tomorrow, so... this is going to be the first one of the weekend. I know we bounced around chronologically, but it made a little bit more sense than bouncing around geographically. So tomorrow, the game is... I've had a look at here. It's the Cape Verde Islands against Eswatini. Baz? I mean, it's a game on everyone's lips, isn't it, really? I mean, talk about the Japan versus USA in the World Baseball Classic had 60 million viewers the other night. Cape Verde Islands against Eswatini will absolutely eclipse that. Cape Verde are 3-1 on, minus 300. Draw is at 7-2. There's been some line movement here, actually. In fact, there's been some line movement in favour of my pick. Cape Verde were 1-4, now 1-3. The draw is 7-2, and Eswatini are 7-1 when they were 8-1 earlier. And when I picked them, Cape Verde generally do okay. Ex-Portuguese enclave tend to have a lot of kind of Portuguese lower league players who play. They generally qualify for this tournament for the African Cup of Nations, but they have had a bit of a mixed bag results lately. They've only got one cover in the last nine games on the Asian handicap against similar teams. They beat Togo 2-0. But the rest of it's all just been very, very, very narrow and tight wins. Eswatini have got some decent form lines here. They only got turned over on penalties off Senegal in a tournament in South Africa in the summer. They've beaten Malawi. They won in Mozambique. They've got a really experienced squad as well. And Eswatini, they just don't get done. So my pick here is Eswatini plus 1.5 on the Asian handicap. So it's possible Cape Verde could eke out a one-goal win. But I think Eswatini, say they've got a lot of experience. Stop laughing, Baz. If I was eating squirty cream, then that would have got everywhere. But Eswatini plus one. They are Swaziland, in case you were wondering. Quite a recent name change. So if you haven't heard of Eswatini, it's because they were they used to be Swaziland. But that price is 11-13, minus 117. So yeah, Eswatini can absolutely keep it close. And then I will pander to our American paymasters, Baz, and we will take on the CONCACAF qualifying. This game is Saturday at midnight our time, so early hours of Sunday morning, which will be 8 p.m. Eastern time. And the game is Grenada. Grenada. Is that a song? What's that song? Which one is it? Grenada against the USA, where Grenada are 40-1. Been some line movement here. They were 33 before when I priced this up. 40-1 for Grenada. The doors are 12-1. USA are 1-25, minus 2,500. So, yeah, it's a bit like handicapping Man City, but a bit worse here. Grenada are competitive in and around their Caribbean neighbours, but that's about it, really. They do struggle kind of out of that area. Comps against better teams. They lost 3-1 to Panama, who aren't the best. Qatar, who we saw at the World Cup, beat them 4-0. The two teams played each other in June last year. USA ran out 5-0 winners. So, my pick here is going to be USA minus 3. Cereals just put out in the chat USA minus 3.25, which is another little Asian line. But yeah, so this will be a push if the USA win by three. Just because sometimes you go to these kind of little places and the environment isn't great, the pitch isn't the best either, do you know what I mean? And it can get caught up a little bit. But USA should have enough. Kind of three's par here. Three's the entry-level win for the USA. But I think they can get over this. If you wanted to take 3.5, maybe 4, I think you could, because I think USA can rack up 5 or 6. So USA minus 3, 15-17 is going to be the price. So we'll take a push if the USA only get it done 3-0. Bars, any strong feelings on Eswatini or Grenada?
Well, I had to Google Eswatini to find out, I mean, your knowledge about it being formerly Swaziland is useful to know. So I've got a few questions for you about Eswatini, to be honest. I'd like to know, do you know what the capital is?
No.
Do you know what the population short answer is, roughly, to the nearest 0.1 million?
Let's say. 3.1.
Or to the nearest million, maybe? 3.1 million?
Yeah.
No, you're out again. Not even within a million there. What about the national dish of Eswatini? You got any idea about that?
Is it egg in a cup?
It's not egg in a cup. Surprise. Oh. So the answer to those, their capital is Lesotho.
Oh, okay.
They've got a population of 1.1 million.
Oh, that's close.
The national dish is the Karoo roast ostrich steak.
They do look. Whoa, Baz. Well, back. You wouldn't have that at Forest Green Rovers, would you?
You wouldn't, like, no, but that sounds all right. I'll have a go at that. Normally, a lot of these sort of African countries, it's like a porridge-based dish, is there?
is it? What are you talking about?
Dish. I mean, if I was a bit of a...
Porridge?
Trying to think what it's called now. Loads of the African countries have this porridge dish as their main... Is that sort of national dish? And I can't think what it's called now. It does come up on the list. Kushu porridge is a classic Swazi dish. And that's like a porridge type of thing. But,
Porridge in America?
I'll go with the ostrich instead.
Is that a thing?
Oh, no. Must do. They'll probably call it something else. oat-related. But yeah, some good facts there about Eswatini. I didn't even know it was a country. So you learn something new.
And, you do, geography. Hashtag geography, Baz.
Yeah. So is that you done with the internationals?
That's me done with the internationals, yes. I've just got my goal scorer throughout, but you can give us your parlay first.
Lots to get stuck into there. As I say, I didn't have a big look at it, as I can't stand it. At this stage, anyway, I just don't enjoy it. I find it difficult. But I have got a parlay because that's what we're here for. So I'm going to kick off with a full weekend of activity here. Kick off on the Friday night. And to be honest, if this parlay loses, it's probably going to lose on the Friday night. So I'm kicking off with Belgium to beat Sweden. They're away from home and they're 6-5 to win that one. They've got a new manager in Tedesco, former Leipzig manager. So I'm sort of having a... We know Belgium on paper have got a strong team, strong squad. They were terrible. Things weren't right in the World Cup. I'm hoping the new manager is going to have a bit of an impact here. So Belgium at a good price to put in your accumulators to start us off to beat Sweden. Then we'll move on to Saturday and we've got Croatia to beat Wales on the Saturday. And if we're still alive on Sunday, I'll take Denmark to beat Kazakhstan, England to beat Ukraine to give us a 5-1 winner. So that's Belgium to beat Sweden, Croatia to beat Wales, England to beat Ukraine, Denmark to beat Kazakhstan, 5-1 plus 500 for your parlay.
Nice one. I thought the goal scorer there. I'm going to go back to the game that's full of goals, the Israel-Kosovo game. And Manor Solomon, who's been bagging all the goals in for Brighton recently, he scored 4 on the spin for Brighton. Scored some good goals as well. He's in really good form. No reason why he won't get a start here. He's 7-1 to score first and 5-2 plus 250 to score any time. So yeah, he's in great form, full of confidence. Like I say, Israel have been scoring goals for fun, so he should land a chance. So I think he's a really live, kind of a nice, not underdog price there, but yeah, plus 250 anytime is a tidy price. So he would be my goal scorer pick. And I think that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is us for this evening. We're going to have to do this all again on Sunday, Baz, and find some other stuff to bet as well.
I've got another parlay to throw out just purely my League One and League Two picks. For anyone who likes to mount them all up, going with the sort of safe line on each of my picks. So that was over 2.5 goals in the Peterborough Derby game, over 2.5 in the Stevenage-Salford City game, Leighton Orient to score 2 or more against Hartlepool, and Sheffield -1 on the Asian handicap. Get you a 12-1 plus 1,200 parlay there. So I'm also going to have a little dabble on those four. I mean, we hit 4 from 4 midweek. It's probably unlikely that it does the same at the weekend, but it's worth a little
go. You can do it, Baz.
I seem to be in much better form on the midweeks than it comes to Saturday and everything turns. So had a really good midweek last week. Started the Premier League really well with a Friday night game. Saturday and Sunday turned to shit. And then as Monday, Tuesday comes round, everything starts winning again. So a little bit of a pattern there.
Smashing, right. Thank you very much, Baz. Well done venturing into the lower reaches. Hopefully, Eswatini, etc. can get the job done for me as well in the internationals. Yeah, and that's it. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in the YouTube. Baz has already told you earlier on where you can find us in all the socials, and we do appreciate it, and it is very, very helpful if you can get involved. The Discord channel again this week, I say it every week, but it's been absolutely brilliant. Like, loads of good fun in there. So we appreciate all the listeners. Get involved in there. Sorry, Simmers, I'll sort you out with we'll get on Eswatini, you'll be all right, money back. And that's done. Baz, anything to add?
Nothing new. I'm just going to go and find out some more facts about Eswatini.
Eswatini quiz, yes. They could be our new team that we follow and sponsor, Baz.
Let's see how long it is before we can get our first listener in Eswatini.
Oh, Eswatini, imagine that.
We need to
tweet. Shit, Eswatini. I should have done Nepal, shouldn't I?
He's not there. I've
gone?
Here, Malcolm. He's left us.
Oh, shit, he might have died.
He's either left us or he might have moved to Malawi or Cape Verde.
Cape Verde, imagine. Cape Verde
weren't there. I've made that up. That's
oh, one. Bollocks.
We had a random one. We had a listener last week in Papua New Guinea.
Oh, tidy.
Exotic. And as I say, Malawi. So maybe he's our Nepal friend who hasn't downloaded the show for several weeks now, has moved to one of these more things. But yeah, we have still got some very random places. we need someone from like Papua New Guinea or Malawi or one of these lesser populated countries, let's say, to get in touch with us on Twitter and just let us know they're there. And we'll give you a shout out because it's good to see so many people from so many far flung places in the world. But we've got to get an Eswatini listener involved now.
Like, yeah.
That's the challenge. The second we get a download from there, that's a celebration.
I was looking at the Eswatini, the Premier League, like in the squad, and I think there's about 12 of them play for the Royal Leopards, and like the other 7 play for the Royal Pumas. So I think that was pretty much the only 2 teams in the Eswatini Prem. So either play for the Leopards or the Pumas, that's it. But if you are a Eswatini Royal Leopards fan, get in touch, man. Cheers, Baz. Good chat. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Good luck with your picks. We'll be back on Sunday. Until then, we'll see you down the road. Cheers.